שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר תלמוד 10.
Hello, we're studying from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the study of the 10 Sefirot, part 7, number 9, the words of the Ari. Yes. The thing is that these seven kings are the Gvurot that emerged in the world first. As it is written, in the beginning God created. Afterwards he associated the quality of mercy with it in the day that the Lord God made, so that the world could exist and not return to tohu vavohu. As it is written, now the earth was unformed and void. After he says, in the beginning God created, which are the seven kings, there are seven words corresponding to them in the verse in the beginning. In the name Havaya is the Chasadim and is the eighth king called Hadal, which is the upper Chesed as mentioned in the Idra. And this is the name Ma. It is known that the name Ma is Chasadim and the name Bon is in Gvurot. They are all harsh and strong judgments from which dross, the shells, came out through their death and fall as the dust of the upper earth. That dust that will be in the ground of the tabernacle, the world of Briah, where they were sorted as in a man in the grave. This is because Briah under the Mishkan is Malchut of Atzilut, and these strong sparks are thrown there, as it is written in the portion of Kudei, throws sparks in every direction and sorted the waste from within the thought.
Thus,
throwing these sparks down to Briah is to sort out the waste and the shells that were in potential in the upper thought and have now been executed, as the sparks that the craftsman beats with his hammer instantly quench, so these sparks quenched and died and returned to the dust, and then they were sorted. Should I repeat or go to inner light? I finished number 9 in the words of the Ari, and I'm asking if to repeat it or go to the inner light. Inner light, number 9. The Gvurot that emerged in the world first, as it is written, in the beginning God created. This refers to what our sages have written. In the beginning, it came up in the thought to create the world in the quality of judgment, saw that the world does not stand, preceded the quality of mercy and associated it with the quality of judgment. We have already discussed it in at length, and it explains there that the first three Paltzufim of Ak had only one vessel of the phase of Malchut, which is the quality of judgment. Hence, they had only one line. in order for the world to exist according to his wish to do good to his creatures, this can only be depicted in the form of a conduct of reward and punishment by way of 10 utterances and the correction of the 3 lines, chesed, judgment, and mercy. This was done by the association of the quality of mercy with judgment, meaning the association of the first hay, called quality of mercy, namely binah, with the bottom hay, called the quality of judgment, which is malchut. The beginning of this association is made in the coupling of the Rosh of Sag in the world of Nikudim, in the form of the ascent of the bottom hay to the Enaim and Yud Hey Vav in the Achab. This is sufficient only for the correction of the lines in the Gal. But in the Zat, there was still no correction of lines. For this reason, the vessels of the Zat broke and fell to Biyah, as written there at length. The association of the quality of mercy with judgment in the Gal was not enough to correct the Zat entirely, meaning from the phase of Chasadim too. Nonetheless, the association of Gar and Nikudim did help to correct the Zat in the phase of Gvurot. Although the vessels of Zat broke and fell to Biyah, still sparks came down with them to receive the vessels. Know that these sparks mean the correction of the Gvurot to be ready to receive the Chasadim afterwards, when they are sorted and rise from there to Atzilut as Man. He writes, these 7 kings are the Gvurot that emerged in the world first. As it is written, in the beginning, God created. This refers to the correction of the Gvurot to be fitting for sorting and to raise them as Man to receive the Chasadim of the new Ma. They are implied in the words, in the beginning God created, as the name God indicates Gvurot. He associated the quality of mercy with it in the day that the Lord God made. This refers to the verse, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. The name Havaya implies Chasadim, which is the king Hadar called the Numa. They cause an upper coupling there through raising Man from the sorting of the sparks and the vessels in Biyah v'Atzilut and receive illumination of Chasadim of the new Ma. At that time, the desired association of the quality of mercy with judgment is over. Meaning, by that the correction of the lines is completed in Zat 2, and all this will be explained elaborately in its place. Joseph from Center 1 is asking, what is the root of the sparks?
Sparks are seemingly reflected light.
No.
They're born from the clash, as we can see.
Ken.
Yes.
He
mentioned the three lines, Chesedin Rachamim, mercy, judgment, and so that one is the right, one is the left.
So
in translation and in Hebrew, it sounds very similar. What's the connection between grace and mercy, Chesed and Rachamim?
Chesed, grace, talks maybe about more about the quality, and mercy, Rachamim, talks about an action.
Why is it caused combining the measure of Din and Rachamim and not Din and Chesed?
The combination of judgment and mercy and not judgment and grace, because mercy is already in relation to the lower one. That's not what you're asking.
What does it mean that mercy is towards the lower one?
Mercy is mercy towards the lower ones. It's more aimed that way.
And grace.
Chesed, grace is its quality. It's its quality itself.
So, Chesed is towards the lower one.
Yes.
And what's the explanation that the sparks that go down is correcting the judgments to be able to receive the mercy later on when they were clarified and went to Atzilut as man? So, if the judgments already went to man, so they were already corrected, why did they need the sparks to prepare them?
The main thing is the sparks.
Now, when the sparks go down, the correction happens, or later on when they rise to Atzilut?
When they rise to the world of Atzilut.
So what do they do now? What preparation do they do?
When they fall down, they receive more coarseness. They truly enter into the shattered vessels.
So the sparks fall with the shattered vessels and yes, they add coarseness?
No. When they rise upwards later, then they have within them also from the light that departed from them, and also from the shattered vessels.
If they ascend to Atzilut, they'll get light, right?
I can't hear well here. What's going on? I can't. The sounds here are not good.
When they go to Atzilut, they're going to get light there, right?
Yes.
So what's that light in those sparks? What does it do?
I didn't understand. Repeat
yourself.
The sparks that fall with the shattered lights, what do?
The sparks awaken the vessels.
They awaken them now or prevent them from raising to Atzilut afterwards?
To ascend, no, but they're awakening them already now.
So why does it say that he gives an example of the sparks when they fly out, they go out, so how do they keep working?
As they fall downwards, they nevertheless leave their impressions in the vessels that were turned off by them.
What do the vessels feel?
The vessels feel how much they've operated upon the sparks.
If we could say it emotionally, what, like, they remember the corrected state, the desired state?
Each action leaves an impression, a record. And therefore, what they did upon the sparks remains in them.
Their longing or drawn to be corrected later on?
Let's say yes.
No.
explains that the lower hay went up to Nikve Naim, and that was sufficient to correct the lines in Gal.
Yes.
And in Zat, the additional value is that when there's a shattering, so the Gvurot fell with the sparks below. How is this correction? Will it reward the Zat with mercy that such a correction didn't happen yet? If I understand correctly, that if the Gvurot fell below with the sparks, so there's like a value to it that the Zat can also attain the Chassadim later on. He explains that in Gar there is a correction of the line, that they're corrected already.
Yes,
the lower hay rising.
And not yet in the Zat.
But it is connected to Gvurot that fall with it.
So what are you asking? What's the benefit?
There's like an association between mercy and judgment that was created.
And
what worked for the benefit of the created being is that the Gvurot fell with it. So what's the correction here? By raising the Gvurot that will be rewarded with Chasadim, the Zat.
That can be only after the shattering.
Why are the Gvurot, when they're corrected, they are what eventually will cause the Zat have corrected mercy, and not that the mercy needs a correction.
The Chasadim don't need correction because they weren't corrupted. The Chassadim just go down a floor. They go down a level.
עוד מעט, אנחנו נברר את זה. כן.
אני רוצה להמשיך את יגאל.
I want to continue יגאל.
נשברו ה...
The Zat were broken. Those are the big, heavy desires, and they have no screen, and they fell. Now he says there are sparks. The sparks are parts of the screen.
Yes.
Meaning that there's some possibility of correction there that fell together with the shattered vessels that have no possibility of correction. So the first question, what are those sparks? What is this ability to correct? What is this screen? Where does it come from?
From them supposedly being in holiness.
Meaning these are screens that the heavy vessels have, seemingly, but in the previous ones, it wasn't enough. It wasn't sufficient. They have a little bit of intention, but that's the sparks.
Yeah.
And then later, they'll do corrections and they will use those sparks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
keep going.
Item 10, the words of the Ari. It is written in Idrat Naso, some were corrected and some were not corrected. This does not mean that there are some kings among them that were corrected and some that were not corrected. Rather, it means that some were sorted and corrected from them, from the actual kings themselves, from each and every part of them, and that a part of them in each and every one of them was not corrected and remained below. Item 10, inner light. Some were corrected and some were not corrected, etc. A part of each and every one of them was not corrected and remained below. It is a partsuf of one Adam having corresponding shells from its rosh to its raglaim, meaning opposite all five partsufim of Zon of Atzilut. These five partsufim that were sorted and became the world of Atzilut, each of them left parts of it that were still not sorted, but are destined to be sorted by raising man from the work of the righteous throughout the 6,000 years of the world of correction.
Know
that this residue of the above partsufim of Atzilut that remained unsorted are the entire good reward awaiting the righteous because the world was created in 10 utterances, meaning the 10 vessels of Atzilut in the association of the quality of mercy with judgment. It is by that the conduct of reward and punishment was made in the world. And this is because of the two states of Zon, Katnut and Gadlut. By doing good deeds, they raise man to Zon, by which it attains the Gadlut and Gar, and the mercy appears. If they do bad deeds, God forbid, by that they cause Zon to return to the state of Katnut, and a conduct of judgment is manifested in the world. It is also the same for each and every individual relating to one's own neshama. However, here you should understand that there is no absence in the spiritual, much less in Atzilut, where he is one and his name one. The matter of Mohin of Gadlut and Katnut that travel back and forth in Zeranpin of Atzilut by the actions of the lower ones does not mean that when the Mohin of Katnut is absent, the previous Mohin of Gadlut vanish. Rather, there is only an addition here. As the previous Mohin of Gadlut that were extended through the work of the righteous remain forever, unchanged at all by the bad deeds of the wicked. Instead, the wicked caused a new phase of Mohin to be made in addition to the previous Mohin through the conduct of the world though the conduct of the world is always through the Mohin that is added last. Thus, the chain of time we find in this world, in terms of past and present, is extended to us from the upper ones, from the internality and the externality. The past is extended from the internality, and the present is extended from the externality. The externality is always apparent to us in this world, and the internality is hidden from us and does not serve us at all, but is destined to appear before us in the future at the end of correction.
No, what
is the meaning?
What do you want to ask?
It's just that a lot of what we were reading, maybe you can explain about this. In the beginning he says that the residue that were made of the Pertsufim of Atzilut, that is all the good reward for the righteous due to the creation of the world, etc. What is the meaning there?
It means that whoever performs a correction and is called a righteous, so they receive those vessels, and in them they can receive the lights.
But this residue, it's actually, everything is there, that's what he's saying, yes? What does it mean that everything is there actually in this residue?
Because it's the big desires to receive.
Because usually in our world, residue is like what remains behind.
No, here it's because they couldn't correct it. That's why the last generations are the generation of the Messiah, that specifically the last lights are the ones that are rewarded.
He describes some kind of cumulative process that nothing gets lost,
right?
So maybe we can explain this. If I understand it correctly, there's the mochin of gadlut that are accumulated, and each time there's mochin of gadlut, it's kind of like a layer that covers them, something like that.
In short, the worst vessels are corrected in the end. That's why they are actually what caused the coming of the Messiah.
And what is the matter of this chain of time we find in the world in terms of past and present? He says what was past is from internality, and what is in present is from externality. What does that mean?
That all of these vessels accumulate on one another and are raised close to Gmar Tikkun.
And what is the present that is drawn from externality? What does that mean?
The time of the correction of the vessels comes.
And it's present now, as we understand the word present?
No, it's not written on you.
Not me, but when he says that externality is always revealed to us, apparent to us in this world, and internality is hidden from us, and it is destined to appear to us in the end of correction. So what, the externality is in our world here right now, in this physical time? I don't know what to call it now.
Why do you call it our time? Why not 300 years ago or in another 500 years? They can read it and also say it about their times.
I'm just asking, what does he mean in the word present when he says, in the matter of past and present, that what was past extends from internality and present extended from externality? I'm asking if present is what we understand as present, is now.
What's the difference between you or someone else that lives 300 years from now? They'll also say, oh, the present is what I'm living now.
I'm asking how to understand these matters. There's some kind of cumulative process, and each time a layer is revealed. That's how it sounds.
Right.
Okay, so this layer that's being revealed right now in present, it means that it's a layer that comes from externality?
I can't explain.
Okay, thank you.
I can't explain it. It's something that we can't explain things that are above time.
No.
Coming close to it, we can maybe touch it a bit, but actually, we don't enter it yet. Who is there, Gil?
There's always, when we read this, it's like two layers. On one hand, he's describing actions, and on the other hand, behind those actions hides the intention that drives all the actions. When we read, what should we focus on most? On the actions or the intention behind them?
Gam ve gam, ani lo yakol lagit.
I can say, if you only read about actions, so you'll get some kind of physics.
Right.
If you read about intentions,
so
you'll get something imaginary. But the combination between them, and the way it's caused by the work of the lower ones, that's what we need to depict to ourselves.
So where here is this work precisely? How to correctly contain both those things
by our work? If we reach a state that these things are revealed, so they reveal all times at once.
Thank you.
No, קודם אתה נגיד.
Oh, you first.
A question about the association of judgment and mercy. He writes that the method of reception of light in the first three pertsufim was in a certain way, and after that there's another form where the cause that enables this second form is that association of judgment with mercy.
The Malchut that ascends to Bina, well,
now we know that in the example, a person comes with money, let's say 100 shekels for the sake of the example, he has the screen, and then he receives according to his forces.
Yeah.
What happens in the second method? He doesn't have money at all? What does he pay with?
I don't really get the state. Explain what state you're speaking about.
I want to come and receive it in order to bestow. I don't have
a screen.
I don't have a screen. They say there's the association of mercy and judgment.
Yeah.
With what do I come to pay?
You have a cashier's check for next month.
Ma.
What? That's not okay.
Ken Chaim.
What, Chaim?
He writes that what was the past was drawn extends from internality, and the present is extended from externality. The externality is always apparent in this world, and internality is hidden for us and does not serve us at all. What does it mean that it does not serve us at all?
It doesn't actually work in us in practice.
But it's not that it doesn't operate whatsoever.
It's not that it doesn't exist, but it works, but not upon us.
What does it mean, not upon us? We don't feel it?
Of course we don't feel it. It works through all kinds of, let's say, environmental systems.
It's
all that was, and now it's working in the background, or?
Yes, but it is what actually works. It's not on us directly.
No.
Thank you.
Here, he's coming back again.
It's time to... That banknote, the cashier's check that you said, I don't know that I have it, but the restaurant owner knows he has it.
Right.
He has to come to the restaurant owner and kind of say to him that I have a check with you. I want to eat.
On what do you base that?
That's exactly the question.
No, tachshov.
Well, think about it.
אני יכול להגיד רק מה ש...
I can only say what the Kabbalists write, which is
שגמר התיקון,
that the end of correction
מזומן לנו ו...
is ready and opportune for us, and all your accounts will be covered, and the Creator will help, with God's help.
כן, עוד?
More?
זהו.
That's it.
כן.
Yes.
רב, יש פה משפט שכבר הרבה זמן...
There's a sentence here, Rav, that I don't understand for a long time. He writes that he created the world first in the measure of judgment and then saw that it's not working, and he associated mercy and judgment. Why does he say that he created it in judgment and then joined, then associated it with mercy? As if he tried something, the Creator is saying.
Yes.
Mistake, right? He saw that the world can exist in that way. And then made a change. Yeah. How can it be? I understand that the vessel can go air and go through a shattering, but how could it be that the Creator doesn't know in advance, doesn't know that it won't work? He needs to try and see that it doesn't work, and only then change? Yeah, that's what's written. Why is it working that way? It's kind of strange. So what do you think? I think in advance, if we need first judgment and then mercy, then it should be clear that these are the stages. But he writes it as if he didn't know in advance. What does this point do? And where the Creator doesn't seemingly know what's in advance.
Yeah, in such a naive way, yes, he saw that it couldn't exist. That's why he created mercy and associated it with judgment. That creation needed an addition of mercy. Otherwise, it couldn't exist, meaning reach the desired correction.
My question is, how can it be that the Creator, the force that with one thought created everything, the Almighty, seemingly makes a mistake, is trying something that doesn't work?
That's all it is.
Ma.
What?
I understand that the vessel can make a mistake, but not that the Creator can make a mistake. It's so hard to find the words for it. That's the point everybody kind of gets stuck on.
No. עוד כמה זמן?
A bit more time.
מהנקודה הזאת אנחנו נברח.
From this point, we can't run from it.
תמיד תהיה לפנינו.
It'll always stand there before us.
טוב, חברים.
All right, friends. What's happening next?
נמשיך לקרוא.
לא יודע, יש לנו...
We continue to read?
Yes,
I don't know, we have 15 more minutes.
Yes, we do. Is the meaning of the righteous?
Wait. Yes, David.
Rav, חבר שנשא נמצא בתרגום יש לו שאלה.
Rav, a friend that's in translation has a question. What shattered, the vessel or the screen? We said that the screen broke, right?
The screen is the vessel.
That's the question. After all, the screen is the force of bestowal, and the vessel is what felt the light entering and has pleasure. Yes? How can you then differentiate why is the screen the vessel?
Because from the moment that there is the first restriction, the vessel is only built on a screen.
But if we differentiate between the screen and the vessel, then the kli is the feeling of the reception of the light itself, the impression from the light,
feeling of deficiencies, pleasures, it all belongs to the vessel.
And also its reception, because we're talking about the light feeling in the inner light.
Yes.
When it shatters, if the screen shatters, the sparks are from the screen or from the kli?
The sparks are from the screen. But The screen is the vessel. That's hard to understand.
So
the sparks that leave the records, the impressions, what the records are, the feeling of pleasure that was?
Yeah, the impression.
And also the feeling of bestowal also is inside the sparks in these records?
If they get pleasure from that, so yes.
Yes, makom.
Is there room to say that the sparks are also from Gal and also from Zat of the Patsuf? Or is it, or do we not talk in such a way, or is there a division in the sparks between this part and the other?
No, I didn't see that.
Thank you.
No.
Rav, he writes here about two states. Matzavim.
He writes here about two states. Zon, katnut and gadlut. That if they're doing good deeds, they raise man to zon, by which they attain gadlut of God and mercy is revealed. And if, God forbid, they do bad deeds, they cause the zon be in a state of katnut. And then he writes, and also for each and every individual as far as its own soul. What does that mean?
Also that way a person works and he gets results in katnut and in gadlut. From all the actions, from all the records in man, if he works this way or that way, that goes to katnut, that goes to gadlut. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad.
It
depends on each individual?
Yes.
Okay.
What do we have for today? Where is the koka? Not here?
What's the meaning of for today?
If we're done with the lesson.
I will explain. We have the afternoon lesson at noon, Israel time. Then at 5:30 p.m. Israel time, we're reading the study of the Ten Tzvilot. And at 7:30 p.m., we're reading the Zohar. That's what we have for today.
Good. No questions. Everything's okay. Smooth. Yes.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask and also take the feeling of the convention and the lessons now that we are. What's internal incorporation of a person?
As much as he knows how to better himself through contact with others. I don't want to say strangers. Yeah.
Can we say one impression from the convention?
Actually,
in the preparation for the lesson with you, there was this social time. We called it social time. We didn't exactly know what that social time was, but in practice, when the tens prepared the lesson from an article, I want to say that it was a convention with all the inner preparation. We felt the spirituality of this convention truly, truly spiritual. And to say thank you to the friends that that social time actually made this convention from an internal convention to an internal and spiritual convention. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else wants to say anything?
No.
No.
Me?
Who?
Niv.
Where is Niv?
Where is Niv?
Niv.
Po.
Here.
Rav,
in the lesson and throughout the day, we know that all our work is in the 10 and our intention needs to be to bestow to the Creator. And we try in this work, and there's none else that can impact reality. On the other hand, we live in a very heavy reality, I would say, where our friends and our sons are in true danger for their lives. The question is how to connect between the two. Just as they are working in their way, the same way we have to work in our way internally. And to see in all eyes as much as we add and join their battle. Yesterday we read, and Rabash and Bala Sulam read a lot about the three kinds of fears for his sons to live, etc. So how, from such fear, which is very much on the flesh, can we depict somewhat the real, correct fear?
Lishtadel.
Try. And in each and every one, it has to get clarified. Thank you. Okay, so all the best to them. And I'll see you in the noon lesson, whoever is possible for them, and in the evening lesson.
Please.
Thank you to everyone. We'll conclude with the song.
El viejo mundo está sepultado en el ayer. Hoy viviré con la certeza de que hacia atrás no volveré, porque ahora un mundo nuevo ha de florecer y en otorgamiento tendrá que ser. Un nuevo mundo ha despertado al no pensar solo en nosotros otra vez, otra vez. Miles de amigos conectados, rezando juntos por el mundo a la vez. Al morir, hoy pediré. La 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 la. Extra que no tiene explicación. Hoy viviré, pidiendo que mis amigos puedan ver que conectados como uno solo podrán vencer al egoísmo de nuestro mundo.